and running on a bright and early Thursday morning. It's no longer Wednesday, right? Right? It's now Thursday morning. Gordon Damer with you here, your overnight oasis. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. Lots to get into, lots to talk about as we take you up until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. And, of course, today's the day the NCAA tournament really gets underway. I know they have these play-in games or first four games. You can call it whatever you want. If we're not betting on it, it don't count. The appeal of the NCAA tournament is those first 2 days where you have wall-to-wall basketball and your tournament pool sheet, your office bracket pool that you throw your 10 bucks, your 20 bucks, your 25 bucks. It's getting a little pricey on those office pools. 25 bucks. Just donating it to the rest of the fund. But we'll get into the college basketball a little bit later. Also, I usually, at this time of year, there's only so much college basketball I'm going to talk about. Now, when the tournament goes on and the games take place, yes, absolutely, we'll dive into it. We'll see how far St. John's gets. We'll see how if Hofstra can get a first-round win and all the good stuff. But I always like to pair the NCAA bracket with my own bracket. In the past, I've done movies or TV shows or theme songs. This year, we unveiled that it is going to be the tournament bracket for all-time wrestling catchphrases. So a little bit later on, 3 o'clock hour, we will open the voting. We'll explain all the rules. Tonight, we will give you the left half of the bracket. Tomorrow night when I'm on, we will give you the right half of the bracket. So if you don't hear one that's obvious tonight, don't tweet out to me, at Gordon. Well, what about? We still have half of it to go. And all the voting will go on Twitter, at Gordon Damer, G-O-R-D-O-N. I don't know why people don't know how to spell Gordon at this point. They always think it's D-A-N, D-E-N. Got a couple of D-I-Ns in my time. But Gordon Damer, D-A-M-E-R, on Twitter. And you will vote, and you will make the call. And some interesting things this time around in terms of the seedings and all that type of stuff. So we'll get into that in the 3 o'clock hour. But where we have to begin is obvious. Do you ever have a person in your life and their thing is to just blow things completely out of proportion? Like every single thing, it could be the smallest inconvenience and they bring it to you as if you're never going to believe what happened to me. I hit a red light today. Yeah, we all hit red lights. Oh, you're never going to. I hit traffic. It was the worst traffic of all. You got here 10 minutes later than you were supposed to. You ever know somebody like that? They can take a small, little, tiny thing and make it the most monumental deal in the world like it's ever existed. Because I do. And you know who it is? You. You. The people I have heard and spent all day losing your minds that Team USA lost the finale of the World Baseball. Guys, do you listen to yourselves? Are you listening to yourselves? Now, let's be clear. It's a fun tournament. It's certainly a spectacle because the fans are into it. And it beats boring, regular spring training games, split squad game. Who's playing? Who's not? Who cares? Let's get to the season healthy. That's all that matters about spring training at this point. That's the only stories you care about at spring training at this point. At Met Camp, it's Sean Manaea is throwing 4 miles an hour less than he did last year when he stunk. And at Yankee Camp, the big story, Gerrit Cole got to throw a bullpen, say he's throwing 90. Fantastic. Get to the season healthy. So the World Baseball Classic is better than spring training games. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a fun watch. And the fans make it what it is, and the players being into it and being motivated, it's like playoff baseball that's not playoff baseball. But let's be clear, it's not playoff baseball. It's a dopey tournament that baseball has gotten this money grab to make a little couple of extra bucks, and it's great that the players are into it, it's great the fans are into it, but it's a bogus tournament. We should know this. The pitching restrictions alone alter the entire game. The timing of it is less than ideal. The nationality rules, let's just say they're loose. The U.S. had four teams. Only one of them was named Team USA. It's not the Olympics. It will never be the Olympics. It's not the World Cup. It will never be the World Cup. You got mercy rules and single eliminations. It's fun. But let's stop making it like it's this monumental deal. But all day, I've heard how important it was. And I watched it last night. It was fun to watch. I was into it. And you know what happened when the game ended? I turned it off, I went to bed, and I slept like a baby. If it's something that's important to you, if it's a sport that you're living and dying with, you're not going right to bed when it's over. You're tossing and turning. You're thinking about this play or that play. That's what happens. Generally, you don't even try to go to bed because you know you're not going to sleep for a while. But all day, all I've heard, I would just say, for the creators of the World Baseball Classic, if attention is a commodity, they should pay Aaron Judge triple. Because the fact that he was involved in it seems like, at least to me, the only reason why anybody cares. Because Aaron Judge didn't come up clutch. Aaron Judge didn't save the U.S. Aaron Judge this and Aaron Judge that. And did he fail? Absolutely. Of course he failed. He was taking on an entire team all by himself. How is he? He's just one man. He's just one person. How is he supposed to go up against a whole team of Venezuelans and beat them? It's like Bugs Bunny from back in the day in the cartoon. First base, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny. Aaron Judge. Oh, wait a second. You're telling me that there were other people on the team as well and they all failed? Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just Judge. I thought Aaron Judge was the only person who failed. I thought he was taking on the Venezuelans all by himself. And if he won, he was going to get to take over Venezuela. He was going to secede Maduro. But now, of course, this feeds into the narrative. Aaron Judge, he never comes through in the clutch. Can we just be honest with each other? Can we do that for a change? I know that that's not the way we operate anymore. But if Aaron Judge, in the game last night, hit four grand slams, every time, first player in the history of baseball to come up in one single game, and not only hit four home runs, but hit four grand slams, 12 runs, and the U.S. won, mercy ruled Venezuela. They did it in five innings. Judge got four at-bats in five innings, hit four grand slams, and the U.S. wins the World Baseball Classic. Would anybody anywhere who is saying anything right now about Aaron Judge failing at the World Baseball Classic, is there a single person who would say, well, that shows that Aaron Judge, he put all those narratives to bed. He finally was able to silence all the critics. We won't have to hear about that anymore. Or would it be, well, it's great that Aaron Judge can do that, the World Baseball Classic, but why can't he do that for the Yankees? Why can't he do that in the World Series? Why can't he do that in the playoffs? Why? It's never ending. So the creators of the World Baseball Classic, they should pay Aaron Judge quadruple everybody else. Because if attention is what they want to gain, the fact that Aaron Judge was in it and a talking point after it, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Because there's not a single person. If Aaron Judge came through, it would be, well, he doesn't do that in October. He's never successful in October. I heard that all day today. The U.S., they were a disgrace. They lost by one run. I mean, now the other team had some good players too, and it's single elimination. There's a reason why baseball in the playoffs, they don't play single elimination if they can avoid it. In the series that really matter, like the championships, they usually play a best of seven. I realize you can't do that here. But baseball's weird. One game, that doesn't generally tell you who the best team is. So this will now just feed into the talking. Oh, Aaron Judge, he never comes through? Never, ever? It's weird. I have this thing at my house. It's like this box, and it has like this rectangle thing. And on the rectangle thing, they have all these, I guess you would call them keys. And on the keys, there's letters, right? And then as I type into the keys, it goes into this window and it transports me. It's called the internet. And I go and I look for information, for stats, for videos, for this thing, for that thing. Wrestling catchphrases. And I went and I looked. What did Aaron Judge do, like, let's say, the last playoff series? Because he never comes through. That's what I heard. He never comes through when it's needed. And I went and I looked. His last playoff series, I'm not a big fan of batting average. You know, teams don't really focus on batting. I know some fans still, old school people. I get it. In the last playoff series that Aaron Judge played against the Blue Jays, he hit 600. Wow, those were all just meaningless singles, right? In his last playoff series, he had an OPS of 1,600. I think that's fairly good. Now, did the Yankees win that series? No, they did not. So clearly, it's Aaron Judge's fault. I get it. He's the guy. He's the main focus. He's the Yankee captain. He was team captain of the USA squad, so you're going to blame him more for everything. But it's all nonsense. Did he fail? Absolutely. Does it matter? Not really. Maybe it does to him. I don't care. As a Yankee fan, I want him to come through during the season and during the playoffs. Now, here's the thing as well. If we're being fair, if we're being honest, which it doesn't seem like many people want to be anymore. And this all goes back to how Met fans, the first part of Met fandom is to hate the Yankees. I mean, it's been obvious here over the last 24 hours. It's so clear. If Aaron Judge does not win a World Series in his career, that is going to be in the first line of his resume, of his Wikipedia, you know, like whatever. When you think about Aaron Judge, you will say, you know what? Great player. One of the great all-time players. He's already got three MVPs. I don't know what the betting odds going into the season are, but I would guess that they're probably pretty high for him winning another MVP. And really should have had another one for the one Altuve stole back when they were cheating. I don't think that there's many guys in the history of baseball who have won more than three MVPs. So he's an all-time great player, but because he's a member of the Yankees, you are judged at a higher standard. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. If he does not win a World Series with the playoff format now, where you know so many teams make the playoffs, the Yankees are in there just about every single year. If they don't win a World Series, if he doesn't win a World Series, that will be a hole in his resume that is unable to be avoided. The only other all-time great Yankee that you could even make the case that is in a similar situation, was not as good a player as Judge is, would be Don Mattingly. But the rules then were very, very different. Mattingly was not playing on always the best teams. He played during the down times, had a short career, and in the one little short sample size that he was able to play in the playoffs, he did put up some numbers. But this idea that Aaron, he just never comes through in October. Never comes through in October. I just told you, the last series he played, he hit 600, had an OPS of 1,600, and a slugging, I believe, of like 900. Those are pretty good numbers. Even in a small, I know it's a small sample size. What can you do? And I get it. The Yankees lost the series. He was not able to deliver them to pass the Blue Jays in back to the World Series and win a World Series. And as long as that goes on, he will be considered not a great Yankee for whatever reason, because that's the lineage. Although, in fairness, the people running the Yankees don't look at it that way anymore. They're not the ones who look at it as World Series or bust anymore. They look at it as, hey, let's draw 3 million people. Let's sell a lot of chicken buckets. And then we get into the playoffs every single year. That certainly helps. And if we win one, that would be great too. That would be nice. So maybe if Judge has a complaint, it would be, you know, more with them people. But for fans, yes, he will always be seen as lacking something if he does not win a World Series with the Yankees. And here's the thing. If he does win a World Series with the Yankees and he does not perform all that well, that will be forgotten over time. And if he goes out this year and hits 1,000, that's 1,000, but the Yankees don't win the series that he bats 1,000, it won't matter. Is that fair? Probably not, but that's the deal. That's the way it's drawn up. So the fact that Aaron Judge failed at the World Baseball Classic, I could not possibly care less. And you know what? You couldn't either. You couldn't either. All of a sudden now you have this deep appreciation of the World Baseball. Oh, well, I remember back 9 years ago, that time. Stop it. It's all something for us to pass. You know what it is? It's mock drafts. It's NFL mock draft. It's something to pass the time that beats talking about real life. We love football, so we read mock draft. Well, maybe this team will get this guy. Maybe that team will get. Maybe this team will trade up. Maybe the Giants are going to take a running back. Maybe the Jets are going to take a run. Imagine the Jets take a running. Jets are going to take a pass. Why do we do that? The hit rate on mock drafts are pretty low, but we do it because we love football and it passes the time. And it's the same thing with the World Baseball Classic. So if the players are disappointed, hopefully that convinces more players in 3 years from now, assuming we have baseball in 3 years from now, to forego spring training and jump on the Team USA bandwagon and see if they can win one that time around. And you know what? If they do, great. If they don't, oh well. On to the baseball season. That's what matters, not the World Baseball Classic. So if you are honest, I would like to hear from a single Yankee fan who actually feels like, you know what, Aaron Judge, he let us down at the World Baseball, and I'm just distraught about, oh, no, we didn't win the World Baseball Classic. Come on. You're one of those people that just makes mountains out of molehills. Is it molehills or molehills? I think it's mole, right? Molehills. There's no mo's. Well, there are mo's, but I don't think they're making hills. I would love to hear a single Yankee fan when the season begins. And I'll just paint it to you this way. If Judge had come through and the U.S. had won 2 weeks into the season, if he struggled, that would be long forgotten. Rightfully so. It's the World Baseball Classic. It's nice. It's fun. Great for baseball, figuring out a new way to make some more money. Hopefully they don't have a work stoppage or a lockout or a strike. I don't even know what it is. With the CBA expiring on December 1st. But does it matter at the end of the day? Is there anything about the World Baseball Classic that is going to be mentioned as part of Aaron Judge's resume? Of course not. And this is not revisionist history. I said this even before the thing started. Joel Sherman, the great New York Post writer, tried to float the idea that a win at the World Baseball Classic would be somehow a piece of hardware for Judge. I didn't read the entire article. It was behind that paywall. I'm not paying for that. But you get the point. And I said at the time, that's ridiculous. The only thing that matters, it's not personal achievement. It's not hitting 60 home runs. It's winning a World Series. That's the only thing that will end the idea that somehow Aaron Judge as a player is lacking or he just doesn't have it. Oh, he fails every time in October when that is not the case. Now, has he been good enough in October? No, he has not. And if he does not come through one of these years and the Yankees win a World Series, well, then every time Aaron Judge's name comes up after the fact, that point will be pointed out. Probably by Met fans, but it will be fair. He's this all-time Yankee great and did not win a World Series in this organization that is known for winning the most championships of any North American franchise, and this all-time great, and that's what he is, an all-time great. If he retired today, he would be in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. So that's something that he needs to figure out, and whatever it is to get through in the clutch. Okay, fine. But this idea, it's been so overblown, much like the reaction to the World Baseball Classic. It's not even old enough to be a classic yet. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get your phone calls involved. I want to hear from a single person who's still distraught 24 hours later that the U.S. Oh, we didn't win the World Baseball Classic. Oh, it's so devastating. I'm so mad at Aaron Judge.